Vincent, the director of the World Food Program here in Geneva. You have the floor, sir.
Merci, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur. Let me start with a slogan of ours. We deliver, so I'll try to deliver in 10 minutes or less, as you requested. Let me start with the duality. I have been in some of the most remote and poorest regions of the world, from the Wakhan corridor in Afghanistan to the Morne in Haiti, to remote areas of the Democratic Republic of Congo that I've gone to. Almost no one I met ever saw or used a patented seed or medicine. Now, let me reassure our friends from the pharmaceutical industry, if they're still around, I myself made extensive use of patented products to combat the many tropical diseases which I caught in those places. But for our brothers and sisters in those remote areas, hunger, malnutrition, and disease are the order of the day every day. Hence, back to food and nutrition. WFP, if you're interested in patents, you probably haven't heard too much about World Food Programs. So let me just make a couple of short remarks about WFP. We've been fighting hunger for the last 40 years. We've been the food aid and assistance branch of the United Nations. WFP is a United Nations program and the world's largest humanitarian organization. We have been providing food on average to 90 million people per year in the last few years, 58 million of them children. Our headquarters in Rome, like FAO and IFAD, and we have about 80 country offices around the world. We're working to help people who are unable to produce or obtain enough food for themselves and their families. They need help today. Now, in order to provide a lasting solution to the hunger problem, WFP is moving from being a food aid to a food assistance organization with a wide range of innovative and targeted tools, including local purchase of food assistance. Last year, WFP procured essential commodities for a value of over $1 billion in developing countries, of which nearly $500 million of commodities in Africa, which means Africa is not, I mean, is a place where people grow food and surpluses. The increasing portion of cash donations, WFP is no longer an agency which received enormous amount of surplus foods. It is now mostly a cash-based organization, which allows us to further increase local procurement of food in order to strengthen local economies. Recently, in collaboration with the Gates Foundation and other partners, we initiated a pilot program called Purchase for Progress to buy from local small-scale farmers and cooperatives by offering them an assured outlet for their production surpluses with national quality standards. And in DRC, we're working with IFAD, for example. Now, this assured outlet is meant to stimulate local producers to upgrade their production practices, increase yields, minimize losses, thus generating increased family incomes. And hence, creating the possibility over the medium and longer term to be a potential consumer of higher yield varieties and other high value, why not patented, agricultural products if they perceive and experience an improved marginal economic value in this choice. WFP is also revamping its nutrition strategy with a goal to address the specific needs of its beneficiary groups. Remember, we're reaching 90 million out of 1 billion people who are hungry. And to supplement our large-scale safety net school feeding programs in an effective and cost-effective way. The strategy includes the creative use of nutritionally enhanced foods, the use of micronutrient powders, high-quality blended foods to combat malnutrition and micronutrient deficiencies, which are a big problem in developing countries. Now, traditionally, WFP's food basket contained basic cereals, such as wheat, maize, or rice, and pulses, vegetable oil, salt, sugar. We're talking bags. We're talking 40,000-ton ships moving around the globe, as well as products like corn, soya blend for vulnerable beneficiaries. Now, in order to address the micronutrient needs of beneficiaries, we've increased the share of the food which is fortified, currently standing at 20 to 25%. This includes all fortified blended foods, as well as all modified and processed commodities, oil, salt, iodized salt, oil with vitamins, flour, and biscuits. Low-complexity foods has in the past ensured the lowest cost per ration and thus enabled WFP to reach the maximum number of hungry and vulnerable people. Given its reliance on national food safety standards and expertise, there was little need for WFP to recruit specialized public health experts, food technologists, and legal experts who understand local legislation with regards to food safety and patents. Now, with its shift to hunger solutions, to break the hunger cycle, WFP will have an increased focus on pregnant and lactating mothers and children under two. That's a critical part from 6 months to 2 years. And we've really never been able to do a great job at combating malnutrition in that age range, as well as other vulnerable populations with special needs, in addition to its focus on certain emergencies, natural or man-made. A diversified food basket with adequate products for specific beneficiary groups, as well as the increased cash donations, allow for the focus on local sourcing, supporting the local economy, local health, local agriculture. Higher product complexity in terms of manufacturing and shelf life requires focus on food safety and ongoing quality assurance at each step of the manufacturing process. WFP is working extensively with the private sector in developed and developing countries to develop and manufacture nutritionally enhanced food products, for example, fortified rice, fortified date bars, improved corn-soya blend, including dairy components, micronutrient powders, and ready-to-use foods. For example, as give you a few examples, a Dutch company focused on animal and human health is working with WFP to develop fortified date bars. The work goes far beyond product development, but includes acceptability and efficacy studies. A Belgian company is studying the shelf life characteristics of products stored under the adverse environmental conditions experienced in many, I don't say most, WFP operations. And WFP and a French food company are exploring joint projects in Bangladesh, West Africa, on a variety of nutritious, ready-to-use food focused on children. As with any evolution, the evolution discussed entails exciting challenges. It is almost a revolution for WFP, requiring a shift in culture and a change management effort. I'd like to mention a few of the challenges WFP is facing to making the revolution happen and hope that you and other colleagues on the panel can provide some answers or some ideas. There are difficulties, at least in the short term, in starting the production of more locally manufactured products, complex, nutritious food products, and distributing them. How to ensure that women as key producers and users of food are not excluded from these developments, since when it comes to more sophisticated technologies, patents, women are at a disadvantage in many countries. Since the new products are more complex than the traditional food basket, they often require very stringent food quality standards and quality control mechanisms to be put in place. This is sometimes hard to accomplish in countries in which WFP operates and is not an area of traditional expertise for WFP. Early stage local production tends to be not to be cost efficient, as local manufacturers often lack the scale, the equipment, and requires them to import some of the inputs, some of them high value. We affix our logo on products that are developed, and that puts at stake our name, our reputation, our credibility. While we're not the manufacturing company. So this further highlights the importance of ensuring high-quality products in conformity with national legislation, some of which may not be in line with international standards. In addition to moving from transporting and distributing commodities, which WFP does very well, as well as non-food products for other agencies of the UN and NGO humanitarian partners, because we have a recognized leadership in logistics, we are increasingly working with partners to develop our own products while abiding by national standards with regards to food safety and quality. Since we do not aim to make a profit from product innovations, but need partners who are from the private sector and therefore profit-driven, issues may arise between the need to deliver good products to needy people and companies wishing to copy the product without necessarily being aware of appropriate controls of quality, risk assessment, and compliance with international guidelines such as the FAO, WHO, Codex Alimentarius. Now, WFP and its partners, in particular WHO, UNICEF, FAO, IFAD, and others, are working through these challenges. We are convinced that the mainstreaming of nutrition will open a window of opportunity to make an even greater difference in the lives of many of the over 1 billion affected people suffering from hunger and to the tens of millions which WFP tries to help directly. Let me emphasize that, following up on the ambassador's comment earlier, that WFP is also very pleased that the G8 has focused so intensively on food security. That is a good thing. Increases in agricultural production and productivity are essential in the medium and long term to alleviate WFP's task and responsibility to temporarily help the hundreds of millions of women and children and men who need help this afternoon and tomorrow, so that they can be productive tomorrow and the day after. This is why solving hunger issues is not easy. There are no ready-made solutions. They require dedication, effort, investment, and we look, why not, to your support, to the support of some of you in this room to make it happen. Citizens of the world, entrepreneurs, humanitarians, WIPO, and other specialized agencies dealing with food security issues. Thank you.
Thank you.